the golden age comes to peeping. Again, the new arrangement of the movement begins. But now I finish here. Om Vishnu Padam Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
You were explaining about the subjective evolution. About what is evolving, the subject or the object? The object.
Eternal good. কিন্তু সেটা সেটা ইয়ে ইটারনাল শুধু গুড বলতে হবে না, অ্যাবস্ট্রাক্ট হয়ে যেতে পারে, এটা লীলা। Eternal play of the absolute good extended how extends itself in the mundane plane. Eternal play of the absolute good. How comes to how extends itself to this mundane plane. The eternal lila coming here, papanche, abadinoche, comes down. It was really going on everything there, and sometimes we get the chance of it that it comes down to this mundane. That will be the part. It was not play of the absolute good. How extending the extents in the mundane plane? How extended in the mundane plane? Evolution means from unknown coming to the known zone. Evolution means that it is.
Evolution is a little bit of a little bit of a actual sense of a little bit 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 of a little bit
is there, there is something change is also found in evolution.
A process of
the
change.
The line of evolution, process of evolution.
Change. So matter is changing. This power is changing into matter.
So at every step, evolution, change is found. You say that. So this is not something changing.
The expressive, gradual expression. Evolution means gradual expression.
Gradual expression.
whenever we are saying subjective evolution, it's infinite, it's not limited.
Yeah.
That is why it is quite natural. There may be some change, as we can find the change in Krishna Lila.
Everything is eternal. Every part also, every part is eternal.
Yes. That is why the evolution is quite natural there.
No, no progress.
Because monotony is not there, actually. Nothing can be static.
It is not progressing. Not progressing. For progression may be tested here. But it is everything already existing.
Existing, but we cannot realize the whole thing.
You may not. It may come down here in a progressive way.
That is called evolution. Evolution to us.
And that may seem as to be evolution. But that is coming by installment.
But the thing itself is not evolving actually.
No.
Thing
it is there.
It is eternal and that is perfect.
The sun is rising.
Yes.
The sun is already there in full phase. But partially it is coming to our vision.
Yes.
And we say sun rising.
Yes. Evolution like that.
But it is there.
Yes.
To our sense experience, it is coming gradually, expression.
Anything business stuff?
Car.
Sudhir Goswami.
Oh. Govinda Maharaj says that any business talk, otherwise he will go away. He has got his call from other.
No, no, I'm finished. No.
And now I'm going.
A call comes from some other part. He has some duty, some other duty.
Yes, I have some duty.
Good. Yes.
So almost finished here.
Well, what I want to do is, I have this one transcript with me. Transcription.
Yes.
When you spoke on the subjective evolution of consciousness to Swarup Damodar at Gaur Purnima time. So, I want to publish this, but there are some questions that I have to ask you that it's not clear to me.
What is that?
Well, I'll have to get the transcription and ask you. I don't have it with me right now. I can go get it if you want.
I can't follow.
I don't have the transcription with me. It's in my room.
Transcription?
Transcript means you speak on a tape and we type it out.
I've got with you.
In my room.
You take that?
I'll bring that to you now.
Yes.
Okay. And before I go, I just wanted to, and one other thing in regards to these publications. So we wanted to make the Shikshastakam, the subjective evolution of consciousness, and then... Subjective evolution of consciousness.
Subjective revolution of consciousness.
That will be one...
Consciousness. Subjective evolution of consciousness.
That's the title.
Evolution. Evolution in the mundane plane.
Well,
that presupposes. It is already there.
Right.
Just the sun is there, coming to us part by part. It is already there. Evolution means coming in a particular process by installment to us.
Right.
But it is already there, whole thing.
Right.
That must be
clear.
Clear.
Yes. That is. This is against mundane evolution.
Yes, mundane. Evolution extension in the mundane.
Right.
Yes.
So, and then another book I was thinking of was on the subject of guru, because you have spoken so much about guru.
Yes.
So I was thinking to make one book about guru.
You may consult the Guru and His Grace, one article already written by me long ago. We should go hated basis. A book useful,
however,
that is published in Harmonist as well as in Back to Godhead. And Agni Bagash Karan, no?
No, so I am Jani.
You may consult that as a basic principle.
Yes, we can include that also.
Yes, and you may use it as introduction to that book.
Yes, So what do you think should be the title of the book? Guru and His Grace?
Yes, maybe.
That may be. Yes. Okay. I like when you said Guru heavier than the Himalayas. You once said Guru is heavier than the Himalayas.
Heavy, yes.
Yeah, but you said heavier than the Himalayas.
Yes, and the Guru.
I like that heavy. Title.
Heavy.
Oh, it is
heavier than Himalayas.
I wanted to use that title.
That title.
But if you think Guru and His Grace is a better title, yes, then I will use that.
Yes, yes.
You would prefer...
Heavier than Himalaya. That is a partial representation.
Grace
Sri Guru and His Grace. This is our article.
Sri Guru. Your article,
right?
Oh, to R is human.
So, all right.
Sri Guru and His Grace.
Sri Guru and His Grace. And then we wanted one other book. I was just thinking of was a general questions and answers book.
General question in which? In
people have asked you so many questions.
Yes, general questions.
Right.
General questions. Some qualification,
yeah.
That is spiritual, on the
right.
Spiritual plane.
Right.
General questions
like
to a spiritual mind or spiritual inquiry.
Yes. Like once, our guru, he had a book, our Guru Maharaj had one book called Perfect Questions, Perfect Answers.
What title do you like?
I don't have a title for this book yet.
Ideal questions and ideal and the perfect questions, perfect answers. Perfect questions.
Yes.
Then where there is inquiry, there is want. How can that be perfect?
Yes, right. It's only the answer that made the question good.
The question put. Based in Govinda Maharaj, the perfect question, perfect answer. Jokon question raise, tokon seta perfect hi kori hoy. Seta hote pare ei.
ইনি বলছেন প্রশ্নোত্তরে হরি কথা
রূপবাদের ওই ওই সম্বন্ধে রয়েছে প্রশ্নোত্তরে হরি কথা
ইউ ক্যান গিভ ইট সাম আদার নেম
আপনি একটা সেরকম কিছু দিতে পারেন
ডিভোটি ইজ আস্কিং সাম কোশ্চেন টু হিজ মাস্টার এন্ড মাস্টার ইজ গিভিং দ্য রিপ্লাই
আমি বলতে গেলে বলতে রিলেভেন্ট কোশ্চেন Relevant নাকি আছে শব্দ মানে যোগ্য প্রশ্ন এই হওয়া উচিত কে আমি কেন মরে যাবে যাবে তাপত্র মানে জেনারেল এবং যেটা রিলেভেন্ট আর বাকি পিতা ঠাকুর আপনার নাম কি এইরকম সব ইরেলিভেন্ট কোশ্চেনে তো জগৎ পরিপূর্ণ প্রকৃত প্লেনারি কোশ্চেন যেটা হওয়া উচিত বলিয়ান এসতি প্রশ্ন কিন্তু লোকহিতিপ আত্মবিদ সম্মত পুংসাং সৌজব্যাধি নিজপর কোশ্চেন ফ্রম দি রিয়েল প্লেন দি এনকোয়ারি ইন দি রিয়েলিস্টিক ওয়ে রিয়েলিস্টিক রিয়েল রিয়েল দি কোশ্চেন দ্যাট অট টু বি সমথিং লাইক দ্যাট কি নামটা সেন্ট্রাল জিনিসটি কি হবে অল্প কথায় ঠিক সেন্ট্রাল প্রকাশ করবে কোশ্চেন প্রপার কোশ্চেন আর কোশ্চেন রিয়েলিস্টিক প্লেন আর ন্যাচারাল কোশ্চেন আর দি আলটিমেট কোশ্চেন স্বামী মহারাজ বলছেন পারফেক্ট কোশ্চেন যেটা হওয়া
উচিত I don't know if he actually said that, but
the question that ought to be, that should be, এটাকে কি কোয়েশ্চেন বলা যাবে, আইডিয়াল কোয়েশ্চেন, তা তো ডিফারেন্ট আইডিয়াল হতে পারে, ফান্ডামেন্টাল কোয়েশ্চেন হতে পারে, ফান্ডামেন্টাল কোয়েশ্চেনস অ্যান্ড আনসার মোস্ট প্লেনারি, একবারে সবচেয়ে জেনারেল ইউনিভার্সাল, কোনটা দিলে ঠিক বিষয়টা যে কে আমি কেন মরে যার হয় ইহা নাই জানি কইছে হিত হয়, একবার সে ফ্রম দ্য ডিপেস্ট প্লেন অল কম্প্রিহেন্সিভ, কি কথাটা স্যুট করতে পারে কোন কথাটা, এই জিনিসটা হতে পারে যেটা কোয়েশ্চেন দ্যাট শুড বি কোয়েশ্চেন অফ দি অ্যাবসলিউট ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক, অ্যাবসলিউট কোয়েশ্চেন হয় না, এনকোয়ারি 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 ইজ দি অ্যাবসলিউট, এরকম হতে পারে, এনকোয়ারি ইজ দি অ্যাবসলিউট
অফ দি
দি অ্যাবসলিউট,
এনকোয়ারি
দি অ্যাবসলিউট, হোয়াট ডাজ ইট মিন, এনকোয়ারি অ্যাবসলিউট হল কোয়ালিফিকেশন অফ দি এনকোয়ারি, অ্যাবসলিউট এনকোয়ারি, এনকোয়ারি দি অ্যাবসলিউট গড দি ইনফাইনিট, এনকোয়ারি দি অ্যাবসলিউট মানে চরম এনকোয়ারি, চরম কাকে বলে, হোয়াট ইজ দি অ্যাবসলিউট পজিশন অব দি এনকোয়ারি শুড বি, এনকোয়ারি দি অ্যাবসলিউট, এটা কিরকম হয়,
যে কোনো পছন্দ করতে
হবে, মানে
অনেক রকম অনেক কিছু হয়,
সাধারণ প্রশ্নের মধ্যে চরম তো কিছু এখনই আসেনি, তারা তো চরমের দিকে যাওয়ার চেষ্টা করছে, এখন তো চরম,
আমরা দিতে চাচ্ছি সেইটে, যে এনকোয়ারিতে অ্যাবসলিউট ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিক হওয়া চাই, সেটা কি সবের মধ্যে একটা অ্যাবসলিউট আছে চরম, মানে যার সেকেন্ড নেই, অ্যাবসলিউট মানে কি সেকেন্ডলেস, এর আর দ্বিতীয় নেই, এনকোয়ারি দি অ্যাবসলিউট, তবে তার উত্তর হবে, দি আনসার দি রিপ্লাই দি অ্যাবসলিউট, আমার মনে হয় এইটি ভাবা, এনকোয়ারি দি অ্যাবসলিউট, এটার মানে কি হবে বল,
কিন্তু সাধারণ প্রশ্নগুলো তো বেসিক, বেসিক্যালি তারা তো উঠছে, তারা তো এখন আপনার সেই
সেইটা এখন তো ওখানে এক্সপ্লেন করা হবে, যে অ্যাবসলিউট এনকোয়ারি কি হওয়া উচিত, শ্রেষ্ঠ এনকোয়ারি বলিয়ানে সত্যি প্রশ্ন, সুখদেব বলছেন পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ জিজ্ঞাসা করলে উনি বলছেন হ্যাঁ এটা শ্রেষ্ঠ প্রশ্ন, এটা রেকগনাইজ রেকগনাইজেবল, দিস সাবজেক্ট কমিটি এটা পাস করবে, আত্মবিদ সম্মত, যারা আত্মবিদ তারা এটাকে অ্যাকসেপ্ট করবে, বলে ইট ইজ রিলেভেন্ট কোয়েশ্চেন নট ইরিলেভেন্ট, বলিয়ান এসতই প্রশ্ন, এটা জিজ্ঞাসার মতন জিজ্ঞাসা, প্রয়োজনীয় জিজ্ঞাসা এবং চরম জিজ্ঞাসা, বলিয়ান এসতই প্রশ্ন কেতু লোক হিত আত্মবিদ সম্মত পুংসান, তোমার যা প্রশ্ন পরীক্ষিত এটা সত্যি সত্যি শ্রেষ্ঠ প্রশ্ন করেছ, আত্মবিদ সম্মত, এবং যারা আত্মতত্ত্বজ্ঞ নিজেকে নিজের সম্বন্ধে যাদের জ্ঞান আছে তারা এটাকে প্রশ্ন বলে স্বীকার করবে, তাদের প্রশ্ন তো জগতে অনেক আছে, সহস্রাণী কি আছে, সৌতব্যাধিনী রাজেন্দ্র নিনাং সন্তি সহস্র, হাজার হাজার এনকোয়ারি প্রশ্ন রয়েছে জগতে,
দি
রেকগনিশন অফ দি এনকোয়ারি দ্যাট কোয়েশ্চেন, ইট ইজ গিভেন ইন দি বিগিনিং অফ ভাগবত ইন দি স্পিচ অফ সুখদেব, সুখদেব বিগিনস উইথ দিস লাইন,
Yes.
Yes, Parikshit Maharaj, your question is a relevant one. Eh?
Yeah.
Questions are numberless in the world, we find. But that the Atmavit, one has got knowledge of his self-analysis, they won't accept other questions. But this is to be accepted by them who know of their own necessity, real necessity.
Yes. So, one other thing I needed to know was in these books, sometimes I want to use some pictures or paintings. But I don't want to use...
That may not make the subject light.
Right.
The picture should be selected of such nature that they may not undermine what you are going to say there.
Yes. So, I don't want to use many pictures, maybe only a few.
Of serious nature, yeah.
And there's one picture... There's one picture, I'm not sure whether it is an authorized picture or not. That sometimes they show Radha and Krishna together. You know,
not
in dancing style.
Yeah, but they're like, you know.
Oh, jugal
yes, right. Oh, embracing each other.
Gauri mota jeta bhenge deya hoyeche.
I don't know if we can use that picture now.
You will always remember this main principle of the whole tenor of Prabhupada's life. Ujala Ragapatha Gaurava Bhangi. The Ragapatha, the love divine, was always over our head.
Yes.
And we shall try to serve that with respect. We are not able to walk in that plane. It is on our head. In this way we shall try to describe everything and everything. This tenor of mind must always be kept up with much care.
Yes.
That is not come under our feet that we shall walk there. Never. It is always on our head. Our Guru Maharaj, they may be walking there. But as for ourselves, we will always keep at respectable higher distance. Distance,
Normally, I would not use any such picture of Radha and Krishna embracing.
No.
But this one particular picture, I wanted to know about its authenticity.
That is blasphemy.
In the Adi Lila, volume 1, they're showing Radha. There was Krishna, he became Radha. They're showing how Radha and Krishna combined, and then Lord Chaitanya. So they show Krishna, then Radha Krishna combined, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
With all seriousness, Ramananda Raya says, saw with his own eyes, the Krishna is there, and the Radharani there, and the halo of Radharani has covered Krishna, as emanating from Mahaprabhu or covering something. But that is very, with all respect, if it is possible to express, we may do that.
Yeah.
Evolution. Transcendental evolution. Keeping the dignity intact.
Right.
At the moment of particularness, but generally...
I know, generally I would not use it. It was only in that chapter. See, we have one chapter on Ramananda Roy.
It should not be...
But I want to make sure that is an authorized picture.
Enjoy it.
I'll show it to you later.
That people may not enjoy that.
Yes.
Then there will be the offense, chance of offenses.
They look licentious.
Right.
But other times, they look all right. Just like, here's one picture. I think there's nothing suggestive in this picture. This picture is all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
But the same word.
Buddha said dedication. It
yeah.
Is
right. This is a nice picture.
Nice picture.
But the same person, he may make another picture which is not a nice And also, Mukunda Mala Bilas and myself, we have to edit these lectures a little bit. So sometimes we have to make a decision to clarify what it is that you mean, your intended meaning. So we have to make that decision on the basis of what we understand from you.
If you find some necessity, you may refer to me.
Yes,
it's possible.
On serious one, but sometimes we just have to make a decision. It would be
very urgent decision you have to take.
Yes.
Then what to do? If it is possible, you may consult now any points there.
Right.
Have you noted those points? Unintelligible points?
Well, I have...
You may send a list.
Right, I'll send you a list of certain points.
Yeah.
But sometimes you will say something in three different ways at one time. So sometimes it appears...
So what will be the link, connecting
you want,
link?
You want to use... No, you want to use one of these three things. But sometimes you will say three of them.
How?
So we have to select one.
For example?
I wish I had an example. Like if you say...
it has to put the...
I'm going to go... I can't find immediately an example of what I was talking about.
Yes.
But in this talk on the subjective evolution of consciousness,
yes,
one thing that I needed to know was you referred to, you said, chayaya garbha sangbhutam.
Chayaya garbha sangbhutam.
What is
there
that?
There is such a term. Chayaya garbha sangbhutam.
Yeah.
Bandhi bhakta samishcharam. Oh. Let us come. There I wanted to say anything more connecting this? No.
Well, you said it's Chayaya Garbha Sambhutam Bande Bhakta
Sanischaram.
Sanischaram?
Sanischaram.
Sanischaram.
Sanischaram Nami.
Where is that verse from?
This is in the Stotra of Navagraha by the nine planets by Veda Vyas.
It
has to underline, yes, philosophical, ontological reference.
Then you said...
I wanted to say thereby, but I cited that example.
You said, this sun, moon, all the planets. First there is hazy consciousness, and then material consciousness. When consciousness is coming into the stage of matter, material conception, before that we experience a sort of vague consciousness. And crossing that, we come to material consciousness.
And also, the deep reference is this, thereby, I want to say that the representation of chaya and the matter, seed, shadow, and then material conception. Just behind that, what is the feeling in me, in my subjective relativity? That is only conscious unit and not matter. I am direct in connection with the idea, the Berkeley's theory. Everything is idea. So idea of a particular thing is nearer to me and that is a part of consciousness. So everything is conscious and no matter. The Bartlett's theory that I am conscious unit and I am concerned with the conscious thing in me, and that is all reflection. All thing, material conception is floating on the conscious ocean.
That you are meaning?
Every idea of a material existence, to me, it is a part of my consciousness, nothing more.
Yes.
Do you follow?
Yes. So that
so
is Chaya.
The whole world, then it is Chaya becoming shadow of a material, then material full conception springing up. But originally, which is backing that Chaya conception, shadow, before that it is pure consciousness. So, Sukadeva Goswami, he gave the description of the world in the assembly of Parikshit Maharaj. He gave his own conception about the external world. As he was shown by the Absolute. No rigid conception of the material world. The subjective controller, as he likes to show one, he is bound to see that, like that hypnotism. So we are in a hallucination. We are living in the world, material world. That is, we are living in the hallucination. That is Maya. The controller is the absolute subject. And just as Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa in Bhagavad Gita. Pashyame yogamishtam. Oh, you want to see this? You see. And Arjuna saw. And whomever he wanted to see, he saw, Sanjay saw, none else. So all our the world of our experience is controlled from the high center, and that is individual question. One can perceive one way, another can perceive another way in the same position.
So you are saying that the world is nothing but illusion?
Illusion, yes,
illusion.
But
an illusion, nothing?
What we see, it is illusion.
Yes.
How can we differentiate between Sankara philosophy and Gaurav philosophy then?
Now, think of philosophy. Sankara philosophy is nirvishesha. And what I say, this is savishesha. And this depends according to the absolute will.
Sankara is also saying this world is a pervasive reflection of that original world. It's nothing but an illusion. Illusory system. About the original, about the truth.
We say it's illusory, but we say it's real, but it's temporary.
Yes.
It has reality, but it's temporary effect.
It's reality, so we have to.
But it's temporary.
We have to have clear ideas.
Reality in this sense, that there is possibility of such vision. And this is a variegated nature as willed by him. Designed and destined by him, and always dependent on his will. Ultimately, it is depends on him.
So when Maharaj is going to speak something, it may not be misunderstood. That's why we have to question, ask. It may be misunderstood. Maharaj doesn't mean they are actually devasi. Devasi resemblance within Sankara philosophy.
So Chit Abhas, that is the shadow of consciousness?
Then there is both individual and general. Suppose it's God's will, absolute, that is at the basis of everything. He may continue some sort of experience for some time, and he may not. It is his sweet will. কি বলছে ওটা কোটি কাম ধেনুপতির ছাগি জয়ীছে মরে সরেশ্বর্যে পতি কৃষ্ণের মায়া কি বা করে মহাপুরুষের ইফ দি হোল মান্ডেন ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ অ্যাবলিশড নো হার্ম ইন দি ইটার্নাল প্যাস্টিমস অফ কৃষ্ণ ওয়ান হু ইজ দি পজেসার অফ মিলিয়ন্স অফ কামধেনু দ্যাট ইজ the milking cow at their sweet will, he may not care if one she-goat dies. Koti kam dhanupati chhagi jaiche more, sareshwarjyapati krishner maya ki ba kare. He is not dependent on this. Suppose all the prison houses are abolished, simultaneously in a kingdom all the prisons are closed, recluse. Then if the government is firm, then no harm. Again it may gather and be coming to existence. The potency, the possibility is there, but Krishna, the independence of Krishna cannot be limited by any condition.
So you also mentioned Madhvacharya.
Yes.
And
Satyam Jagat Tattvato.
These five classifications. Five classifications by Madhvacharya. You said that there is a thing, and then the presiding deity of that thing.
Yes.
Then you said within him there is Guru Tattva.
What is extended, they are going just as already what has been extended here by the sweet will.
Yes.
Suppose an office has been organized by an expert officer, and there are many things there. And then particular part may be examined, it is possible, this is. But the whole official assessment may be done away with. During the time of war, so many organization is necessary to be created for the war department. And the war finished, and the whole thing, the audit department, the other labor department, all goes vanishes. Something like that. The temporary reality.
Yes.
Temporary reality.
Say like water. Like
what?
Say the thing is water. If there's water, then the presiding deity would be Varuna.
On the basis of a general plan, the particulars are going. And when the foundation is removed, no necessity, then nothing is there.
Yes.
Everything finished. It may be like that. Temporary reality, not permanent reality.
Yes.
reality is relative. That is, that may be in the this mundane plane, temporary reality, not for reality. Again, after, again, if the word breaks out, then again from the previous president, they may go on organizing their offices, their soldiers, food department, all these things.
Yes.
But that may be temporary on the whole.
So, what I'm saying, then what would an example be of a thing and the presiding deity of that thing within this temporary reality?
Yes, that gayadam dharjate jagat, the soul, that the unit of consciousness within the material case, that is the second, devata, and the dictation of the Paramatma is there, the general, in reference to this mundane world, the Paramatma. And then within that Baladev, Baladev, that who represents the nearness, the vicinity of Krishna Lila within him, taking us near to Krishna Lila, eternal Lila. And within that, the final is Radha Govinda.
Yeah, you said Chidilamrita.
The Guru, Chaitya Guru. Then first the body, and within that Jivatma, and within that the Guru, and within that Baladev, who is specially meant for Krishna Lila, and within the heart of Baladev we find Radha Krishna, the ultimate principle. That is the five stages of explanation of Madhvacharya.
Yes, so Devata was Jiva.
Devata means Jiva.
Jiva. Not the demigods.
Demigod also, they are considered as jiva.
Right.
In higher form, in higher layer, little, but the jiva. And then guru, mediator, the connecting link between the transcendental and this mundane.
There's also something that you called chitta shuddhi.
Chitta shuddhi.
We didn't understand what that was.
Chitta shuddhi, that is also a related thing. Sarupe sabar hai goloketi sthiti, mukti hitta unnatarupam sarupe na bhavastiti. Shuddhi. According our theological rules, the shuddhi, shuddhi means mukti proper, takes us to Goloka. Otherwise, some sort of contamination is there. But ordinary people, when they are free from this mundane world, mundane references, they will say, yeah, we are liberated, we are pure.
The purifying the heart.
The purity of the heart, purity of one's conception, a relative, relativity. It is a relative. The Ramanuj, when they reach the Vaikuntha, they will say that we are wholly, exhaustively purified. And the Gaudiya, they will say, as long as they do not get the soil of Vrindavan, they are not exhaustively purified. Sarupes of self-determination in Hegel, self-determination, the final